Hola amigos, and welcome to Willie's View Podcast. It's Friday, July 19th, and it's great to be back. Let's kick it off with General Hospital, where Brenda met her son, Lucian. Here we go. Still General Hospital. Let's go back where Spinelli and Michael met Brenda.
Alive, and the
I cannot believe Brenda Barrett will actually be living here.
sharing my home with an angel. Shining light of patience, kindness, generosity.
Jack. house because he doesn't want me to make things worse or get in trouble.
Stop, he thinks I'm wrong.
Yeah, well, I promised him I would stay out of trouble, so being here helping you is keeping me out of trouble.
Are you sure?
Because finding the potential seems pretty trivial at the moment.
Helping me keep my promise to Matt is not trivial.
Okay.
What do you recommend?
Well, we have a lot of drag. There's no reason to shy away from, like, a bold color or a strong print or two. Maybe something that'll catch Jason. That is silly of Jason to see. You're kind of doing this for yourself anyway to help you feel pretty and confident. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I've been caring about Brent for years. I finally get to care.
She hardly ever cries. She loves to be held. teacher how to play catch. Well, it's more so me throwing a ball back and forth, but she kind of goes crazy for it.
She's a lucky girl to have you for a brother. How old is she now? When was she born?
Alright, there's one more GH moment that I have for y'all. I swear, you're gonna have to grab hankies, because I tried to not cry, because it's such an emotional Robin and Stone moment. I won't lie, it'll make you cry. Here we go. Robin and Stone. It was September 29th, 2010.
What if we had followed our dreams? Would we have
fallen apart when we've argued.
No, we would have figured out a way to be together. Our love was that strong.
All right, everybody. It's time to take a music break. But here's just a taste of what's to come later on tonight. Here we go.
So it is true. The whole school norm thing is just an act so you can whore around on the side. I'm sorry. Go to hell. Chance loves you. And I never should have let things get so far, and I know how sorry Chance is too. Oh, I'm sorry, do you speak for him now? Because you know all of his innermost thoughts, because you've been spending hours upon hours playing damsel to his hero? Oh, Heather, poor Heather, she needs her protection. She needs a cop, and not just any cop. You want a Chance, and I wouldn't be surprised if you went out the night before and you picked up yourself a little thong and a push-up bra just in case your little plan worked. No one planned this, Chloe. Lines got blurred. We made a mistake. Oh, well, I seen you make a mistake with my fiancé, Chance, with the town slut, Billy. With the sociopath Adam, I see a reoccurring theme here, Heather. No one wants you, and only you. So whatever you have to offer, I guess just isn't really all that appealing now, is it? You know, I'd sneak up on Chance in the middle of the night. You knew what he was doing. Oh yeah, he was doing a nasty, pathetic little slut. I know why you're here. Freaking out on me instead of dealing with your fiancé. You and I both know what sex means for Chance. So, the question that you're asking yourself is, why would Chance risk everything with you just to be with me? You're a bitch.
Alright, I've had so much fun hosting Soap Night with you. Before we go, I have an AT&T wireless deal for you. Are you ready? Here we go. Now through the end of July, we have a promotion where all customers to transfer their phone number from another phone carrier over to AT&T. They are eligible for a $250 Visa gift card per phone number they bring over. Additionally, customers are eligible for buy one, get one, $750 off iPhone X series devices and Galaxy S10 device series devices. Additionally, you can buy one, get one on the new, quote, Red Hydrogen 1, unquote, phones at. That's an off the second. Most qualify for devices to be financed at zero down and zero interest. These deals are not available in stores and only available through select third-party dealers like JR Communications. Please visit us on Facebook at JRCCTX, https://www.facebook.com/JRCCTX. Users can email him at jrc@dancit916.com, or you can call or text him at 512-227-4458. Ask for Dan Kohler. That is KAY/LER, area coordinator for JR Communications. All right, it's been so much fun, and I want you all to have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for listening. I'll see you on the flip side.
So just today is true. You gon' learn, you gon'
listen to their stories. Download today.
And we're back. All right. Welcome to part two of Soap Night. All right. Now, it's time to kick it off with some Y&R. Here we go. Victor knows the truth about Adam.
Trust me, your family isn't, right? Victoria, Abby, Nikki, even Nikki. in, they will fall apart if you kick them.
But not you.
I've done just fine without you for most of my life.
I'll be useful to hold it back for me. Come on, put your shoulder behind it.
Here's a Wynar, Phyllis and Nick moment.
Enough pain to go around, and we all deserved a new beginning. That's what I said.
opportunity.
What opportunity? What are you talking about?
To give my son a fresh start. So thank you.
If you're like me, I miss Asriel Turn so much. But I love all the characters. But my favorite has always been that cat fight between Carly and Rosanna.
All I know is on my end everything was going according to schedule, and then Rosanna.
Don't you dare drop that little bomb and sashay out of here. Don't exert yourself, Carly. There's nothing worse than perspiration marks beneath the arms of the bride slash designer. How dare you come here and start spouting accusations? Where did you get this garbage? I think we both already know. A man, a bottle of champagne, an office, and a little blonde slut. Sound familiar?
You don't know what you're talking about.
I have to admit, at first I thought I followed the wrong path. I thought I had the goods to enforce the infamous Carly clause and kick you and Craig out on the little behinds. But as it turns out, Craig was nowhere to be found. And you had to satisfy your insatiable needs with somebody else.
You're making this up.
Nobody could make up anything as sordid as your behavior.
Yeah, you could. And Jack's not going to believe your lie.
Except that you and I both know that I am not lying. So, let's get down to brass tacks and discuss how we're going to salvage the situation, shall we? No? Okay, I'll go first. All you have to do.
Here's a moment between Noah Mayer and his father. Here we go.
Practice runs. This is the real deal. This is the happily ever after wedding.
I hope so.
Yeah, I know so. How is it?
It's not working. I need a sedative in there.
Okay. I have one more trick up my sleeve, and I think it should definitely make you feel better.
What is that?
It's a surprise, so you have to close your eyes.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm serious. Close your eyes. Come on.
Okay.
Come on. You can open the eyes now.
Champagne for the ceremony. I really appreciate it.
Happy to do it, Jack. I have a vested interest in your marriage. I really hope it works.
Yeah, you and me both.
Hey, why don't you go get changed for the ceremony? You don't want to be late.
Okay. Good luck, Jack.
Thanks again.
Family. But we are now.
you open the door and let me put this 100-pound baby down, snug him up with my husband.
All right, I got it.
Oh. Surprise! Come here, sweetie.
There we go.
Thank you.
Before his head hit the pillow.
Oh, you had it in mind.
So happy for you, Jack.
You always told me it was worth fighting for. Never thank you enough for that. I don't think I can.
How are you?
Home.
That's all that matters.
I'm sorry. I wish you could have been there to help.
Okay, you were where you needed to be.
I'm fine.
This guy they cut, he ever fill in the blanks?
All we know is that Stanback hired him.
From a maximum security prison cell. I mean, what are you gonna have to do to this guy? Put a stake through his heart or something?
Jack? Is everything all right?
Sure. Could you have a waitress bring me a cup of coffee and a white wine for Carly, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Are you really sure this is smart? Lisa is practically Juliet's best friend. She probably is calling her right now.
I'm not worried about that.
I am sick of getting grief for something I'm not even doing. You wanted our relationship to be over, Jack. Well, it's over. I'm not breaking up anybody's happy.
No, you're not. I really
resent
I am.
That. What?
I was wrong. I told you it was over. I can't go through with it. I won't let you go.